Welcome to Integration Excellence, the podcast around enterprise integration and interface management. We explore topics related to integration in the SAP world and beyond. My name is Adam Kivon. I'm an SAP integration expert, book author, trainer, and founder of White Paper Interface Design. Enjoy. All right. So today's episode is about decoupling or loose coupling and distributed integration. Yeah, so there are two aspects we want to discuss. Let's start with decoupling or loose coupling. And I have also added the show notes, the blog posts we have been publishing on this topic. One is regarding, you know, decoupling and when to use a broker or not. Maybe that's a bit more specific than today's episode, but it also helps, you know, getting into the topic. And another one is point-to-point versus pass-through. So let's maybe start with this one. I believe that most of you will know that point-to-point is not a good way of integration. But point-to-point means typically, meanwhile, more than it used to mean before in the past. So in the past, point-to-point was you have two applications talking to each other directly. Yeah, one application is invoking the API of another one directly, end-to-end. You know, it can be two SAP systems having a direct RFC call, can be to other systems having SOAP APIs or whatever APIs formats exchange and calling each other directly. That's not a good way of doing integration. Yeah, and to emphasize on that and to explain this a little bit more in detail, there is this blog post on point-to-point versus pass-through. But pass-through or no, point-to-point, meanwhile, has also a different meaning. So when I spoke to many people with regards to microservice architectures and how to, you know, enforce loose coupling, how to decouple applications, they said like, all your integrations are going through SAP PO or SAP Cloud Integration, and that's still point-to-point. Point-to-point in a way that, there is a dedicated integration flow or interface that is serving the purpose of connecting the one application with the other through specific use of APIs or IDOC or whatever, you know, technology. Yeah. And yeah, this can be also seen as point-to-point, but that's typically not, what's my understanding. Let's maybe look into decoupling. So there are two ways of decoupling applications. One is, you know, reducing runtime dependencies. And this can be achieved through, you know, a decoupling to move from synchronous communication to asynchronous communication. Yeah. And this can even be done point to point, but very rarely systems accept and support that, you know, because asynchronous communication means that you have a queuing mechanism in the application on sender and on receiver side. So for example, if you have an ABAP proxy on SAP, and you want to send, an XML message through an ABAP proxy from one SAP system to another, you can do this asynchronously. You can even do this point to point. And you can do this with a queued mechanism of, using QRFC in both the sender and receiver systems. And there is a second point of dependency. It's not only the runtime, which means, you know, both applications have to be up at the same time and have to react to each other typically at the same time. Another one is the data format. And the third one is the data structure. Many times format and structure are combined, you know, and seen together. Yeah, the format is something like XML versus JSON versus CSV versus flat file whatsoever. And data structure means that, you know, how the, content is organized. How is the content of specific fields? Yeah, do you have code lists that are specific to one side or another? And this kind of harmonization across the data structure and across the, you know, message format in total is also a challenge to be achieved in the long run, at least when you have the influence on whether you do something or not, whether you can, you know, design the interfaces or not, or whether you are plugging together standard APIs, standard interfaces or not. Yeah, so that's my take on decoupling. So decoupling from a runtime perspective can be achieved very well with brokers, with typical components, like you know, RabbitMQ, Kafka, Solus, SAP Event Mesh, SAP Advanced Event Mesh, which is also Solus, Microsoft Service Bus, AWS has some queuing mechanisms. You know, almost every platform and technology provides brokers, provides queuing mechanisms, and thus supports a runtime dependency resolution or you know, reducing the coupling of two applications through a broker. Yeah. But a classical ESB, like an integration platform, like also SAP PIPO, is typically also doing that in terms of runtime dependency resolution. Yeah, so messages are persisted, messages are queued, messages are kept as long as you know required until the receiver is available. So there is nothing wrong about this approach. The only thing is you have to know in advance who might be the receiver of a message, who might be, you know, the configured recipient of a message. And, you have to know in advance what is expected. Yeah? So a concept like publish and subscribe doesn't work well with a classical approach of an ESB, where typically you have to have the knowledge of the recipient list in advance, and then you can distribute it to one or more systems. And then even if it's distributed to many systems, it can be queued for one and not for the other. Yeah, so that's a mechanism you can apply both in PIPO and also even internally using SAP Cloud Integration. Because internally, you can also queue and persist messages using JMS queues. Yeah? And technically, those JMS queues inside SAP Cloud Integration are nothing else than Solus queues. Yeah? So the underlying technology of SAP Cloud Integration, even inside SAP CI using the JMS adapter, is using Solus technology underneath. So that's one part. Another part is the message format dependencies we have. Yeah. So it's very rarely the case that APIs are aligned across all applications. Yeah. I think this is something we are dreaming for. This is a wish we have, but it's not very realistic, in the real life, unless we are creating this reality. So if we have a new project coming up, and then we can decide on all the messages that are being exchanged from all participants, from all applications, we might be able to define our own new, you know, message standard, message format, and, you know, start from scratch, greenfield. But in many cases, we have to bring together what already exists. Yeah. So we have to bring together the standard API of a Salesforce, the standard API of an SAP, the standard API of Workday, of, ServiceNow, whatever you have in the landscape to be able to connect with it. And only for those who are not those applications who are bringing something new, where you have to design a completely new API, a new way of integration, a new component, then you have to do this from scratch. And then you can decide on whatever format, message structure, and whatever you want across your landscape. Yeah. And so the reality is you always have to have a kind of transformation. You have to do a mapping from your internal application format into a messaging format. And you can decide whether you do this in the application on the sender side, on the receiver side, or you do it in the integration layer, yeah, while transmitting the message. Yeah. So a way of decoupling is as well that you can say, you know, I speak in my language, I publish whatever I have in my language, and this gets translated on the integration layer into another format, into another, you know, message format, data structure even, using a different protocol whatsoever and being sent to the receiver. And brokers are very helpful in that sense to, you know, allow you to do a publish and subscribe, but not only, they all, and they also allow you to use request reply patterns, yeah, where you have dedicated queues that are waiting for a reply of a message. But that's maybe something else, a topic for another episode. So what do we have? What did we cover? We have coupling and dependencies when it comes to point to point, when it comes to runtime, when it comes to the harmonization of message formats, yeah, using standard APIs or not, and also when it comes to structures and transmission protocols and you know, technologies to be used. And meanwhile, we are more and more going away from a monolithic approach of doing integration, yeah, through a central ESB that is able to speak all the different languages or all the different applications, and, you know, being a kind of spider in the net and you know, having this integration knowledge very centrally. We are going more towards a distributed integration. So what does distributed integration mean? We have more and more trends coming up, yeah, like event-driven integration, like API-based integration, yeah, event-driven in combination with publish and subscribe, API-driven integration combined with API-led connectivity, yeah, where you might have different API management layers for different, you know, granularities, different purposes, different ways of reusing APIs. And all those aspects come together, along with the good old standard approaches we have, like B2B integration using EDI protocols, B2G integration using standard government, you know, messaging and protocols and security features. So the new reality is not a new monolithic integration layer you might have in one solution, but it's more a distributed way of integration when it comes to API management, broker, and a mediation layer. And you decide, you know, you as a consultant, you might influence your customer. You as a customer working in a department might, you know, influence this reality, how many components you might need in your integration layer. Yeah. How many, you know, approaches you have to cover and you have to fit into your integration layer. Yeah. So your integration layer is not only BizTalk anymore. It's not only PO anymore. It's usually not replaced by a single system. It's going to be replaced by a set of systems. Yeah. Like using Solus, Kafka, integration suite, but maybe also logic apps, MuleSoft, whatsoever you might have in your landscape, and maybe all of this all together. And for a good reason sometimes, yeah. So the new reality is we have distributed integration across several systems, across the applications. However, the reality is the requirement of sending data from a sending application to a receiving application, the requirement doesn't go away. You know, you cannot simply say, yeah, but, you know, we decoupled everything, we have publish and subscribe and everything is great. You know, you just throw the message into the broker and then everyone can, you know, pick it as they want. yes, it's a good approach. It's a good way of standardizing and maybe enforcing a kind of, you know, company-wide canonical data model across everywhere. But in the end, the messages have to flow end to end. The messages have to be, you know, arriving from this at the receiver, from the sender, you know, probably transformed into a different format, into a different structure, maybe even, you know, orchestrating a set of other APIs on the way. So this is still the case, and this doesn't go away. So, you know, there are good things about distributed integration, yeah, because you can, you know, support a lot of modern patterns and better ways of integrating your entire landscape. You know, the requirements of seeing the processes from an end-to-end perspective and also monitoring this from an end-to-end point of view is a bit harder than before, and it's not that simple as it used to be, maybe with a central approach, yeah, with a classical ESB mechanism. On the other hand, you are also distributing kind of the task of monitoring and being responsible for certain aspects to other teams, to other people, and you might have a different workforce now that is able to cover the process from different angles and from different perspectives and responsibilities. And so there are good chances as well to make this way of integrating in a decoupled and distributed integration approach in a better way. Yeah, I hope this brings more clarity than confusion, this episode. Have a look at the blog post. We will stay on this topic for a longer period because this doesn't go away. It's kind of a, you know, up-to-date topic, and things are moving as well in this area. It's not that they are like this and they are going to be kept forever in that way. So we will be continuing to bring some content in this area and maybe deep dive on particular aspects again, on API-led connectivity, event-driven integration, and other aspects of good integration architectures and strategy. And with this, we are done for this episode. And hopefully you join me next time again. See you. Bye. How mature is your organization when it comes to integration topics? Find out for free with our integration maturity assessment at wint.co/IMA. That's wint.co/IMA. In case you want to take control of your integration landscape to increase transparency and automate your integration quality processes, please schedule a call at wint.co/contact. If you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe to our podcast. See you next time.